Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard. We've got some great information for you down the information highway. We want you to get your Bible and strap on your seatbelt and let's go for a ride in the spirit kingdom where Yahweh said in John 4:24, they, meaning the sons of Israel that worship me, must worship me in spirit and truth. Tonight, the four square circle, part four, and tonight we'll conclude our message inside the sacred circle. Now, the question is our earth, whose surface that we dwell, is it square, oblong, acute, obtuse, angles? Is it not certainly a sphere of almost a perfect globe, whose diameter from one pole to the other is found a little less than from east to west, thrown through at the equator? Well, ladies and gentlemen, our maker and creator, who designed the universe and expanded it beyond man's comprehension, our frail attempt to go into space as we go to the moon, our nearest neighbor, a mere 250,000 miles away, and we deem that a major achievement. Yet the nearest star, 4.3 million light years away, which would be an incredible leap, even if we would manufacture a spacecraft that could travel far beyond, if you will, the speed of sound, which is our present limitation now, just a little bit over Mach 2, I guess, or perhaps 3 at the most. We're going to talk about tonight this great sacred circle that has been squared by geometry, special mathematics of the Heavenly Father, who declared the end from the beginning and painted everything in the heavens. Now we're going to go to Revelation chapter 21, so we want you to get there. As we got a lot of information to come down your way tonight, we hope that our reception tonight on WWCR Worldwide Christian Talk Radio, that we can get a message out to you tonight that can be comprehensive and can be understood in layman's terms, that we can lay out the reason that you must participate in the things that he said to do. Now remember the scripture. Rebellion is worse than witchcraft. Now, I'm going to repeat this. The failure to perform the commandments or the things that he said to do or follow the examples. Remember, the law is the schoolmaster. Ladies and gentlemen, we ought to go back, especially into what we consider the first five books of the book of Moses. And we ought to really concentrate on the direction of faith. Now, Paul said the law is spiritual. The law is not carnal. Now, let me repeat this. The law that Yahweh wrote in the heart and forever settled, nothing to be added to it, same yesterday, today, and forever, he outlined a set of divine covenant principles of spirit comprehensible laws, but man, in his attempt to interpret, interpreted with a carnal mind, and the Bible said the carnal mind is not subject unto Yahweh, and neither indeed can they. So then, if you go in and study, you got to put some time in. Ladies and gentlemen, you just can't flip open your Bible and read like you're reading the funny paper. It just won't work. Remember, it is the spirit that quickeneth, and the flesh profits nothing. So no matter how well you can read, has nothing to do with it. I'd rather read three words with understanding than read 10 million and not know what it's talking about. Knowledge is great, but if you don't get understanding with it, it's not going to help you. It may even harm you, because if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. And the spirit is fire. It's holy fire. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Inside the sacred circle is the holy fire. And it must be offered up according to the promised covenant that is written within the context of the spirit law that is written in the hearts of man, according to Hebrews 10:16, where that we have to process our mind into the system of the time gates. We're going to talk about gates tonight. And we're going to start in Revelation, as I said, chapter 21. If you got your Bibles, let's go into the message tonight. Pray for this message that it will strengthen those that hear it. And if you are a Jacob Israel and you support this message, and you know who this message is to, for and about, exclusively to an ethnic group of people. This is exclusionary, not in. Exclusionary. This is exclusionary. Father, forgive them not, for they know what they do, is the correct rendering, as we've said many times before. And behold, the Greek of Revelation 5:5, behold, I the Lamb have overcome the lion. You've got to overcome something. You've got to overcome the obstacle of flesh and tradition. You've got to come out of her, my people. We're going to talk about Gog and Magog and the opposition to the things that are sacred in the Father. And we've talked about how to, if you will, build a sacred altar. Now, we've had many requests. Matter of fact, there is possibly 4 to 5 altars that's been erected here in the last 2 weeks. Across the nation, in various parts of the country, where men and women are now taking back their power that was stolen. You see, Satan's mission is to kill, in other words, kill your influence, not necessarily murder you, because he has no power other than that which is ordained in the heaven, and that which is ordained in the heaven could include that he could actually take your life, but he cannot take the spirit soul man that is given as an eternal being. He can't have that. So it doesn't do him any good anyway. You're going to come back and meet him again. And in the end, you will see Satan, the evil one. You'll see him and his angels and those he's deceived and those who are his offspring. You say offspring? Correct. And did you know that they have the power? They're in the secret elite blood-sucking societies today scattered across the earth. And today, by the way, if we look at the time gates here, and we're going to talk about the time gates as we get in, this is the 6th month. And this is the 6th day of the month. And it's 2004, which is a total of 6. So this day is a strange day. Did you know that we're going to have an ominous crossing of a star, a planet we call Venus in the heavens, that will be crossing tracking across the sun here on Tuesday night, which is the first quarter, or it is actually the third quarter Sabbath. It actually starts a lunar Sabbath on Tuesday night, and we're due in the planet Venus. Now, we also had Mr. Reagan that died this week, Ronald Wilson Reagan, 6 letters in each name. And we also have the, what we call, the Bilderberg meeting in Italy. Isn't that strange? Where the mother harlot, where the Gog and Magog central organization is located. Now, what does all this mean, Pastor Buddy? Is it coincidence that we're tracking through time and that we're on a major collision course with reality, that America and the nations of the world must pay for their sins, that if he don't soon exact a payment for the sins, the pedophiles, the homosexuals, the perverts, even on the altars of these bell boxes, where there are rapes, literally, of young children, innocent, and then in the secret orders, I've taught on this in the Skull and Bone series, which now we have 2 of the Skull and Bones members that will probably, perhaps, if time continues in the political scene, we will have another Skull and Bones member whose secrets are secret, and their rituals are compromised through sexual revelations. Even when they lay in the casket and cross their arms, they take vows to encourage a new world or a one world government, which is the whole objective of Satan. And the men that work and women and those who participate in the great Gog Magog makeup around the earth. Remember, this is a mighty organization of organized thieves who come to kill, steal, and destroy the presence and the blessings of Jacob Israel. Now, it won't happen. As it didn't happen in Numbers 22, I've told you to reference Numbers chapter 22. There, when Balaam came out to curse the house of Israel. Now remember, this is the 12 tribes that were camped in the perfect Maseroth. Now if you don't know what that word means, you need to look up the word Maseroth in your Bible, and you will see that the word Maseroth is a very interesting word, to say the least. Now, the word Maseroth is 4216 in your Strong's. I want you to look it up. I encourage you to look it up. It has an equivalent in the Greek language of zodiac. Maseroth in Hebrew is heavenly circle. Now, what about the heavenly circle when the Bible talks about foursquare? Well, if you are aware of the four-square shape configuration for the 12 tribes of Israel during the Exodus, where I'm talking about here in Numbers chapter 2, the four-square shape of the land for their inheritance in the promised land, and the four-square shape of the city of Jerusalem, which was Mount Zion, where Jacob rested with a covenant contract and the covenant promise for those who would worship. Remember, Jacob built an altar right at this very site called Shiloh in the territory of the home place of Jacob, which was inherited by Joseph, who is the central figure in the crosshairs. Remember, I told you if you drew a line from east to west, remember the sun comes up in the east, and it goes down in the west. So it rises in Judah. Remember, the scepter shall depart from Judah. That will verify, this is Genesis 49:10, that the scepter never belonged to him, because if you own something and it's a covenant contract, it will never depart from you. The gifts and callings and the choosings are without repentance. But the scepter shall depart according to the prophetic utterance of our father in the four square circle where he taught his children, the house of Israel, the sons of Jacob, their 12, that had a teaching of the covenant schoolmaster of the spiritual laws, and they not only did they know the perfection or the energy places in the parallels, the 33rd parallel, if you will, in this high energized zone, they knew the energy places. Did you know that the house of Israel still knew the energy places where that the blind man received his healing, and the man that lay lame at the pool of Siloam, did you know that he laid there for years and years and years waiting for someone to get him in the water when the energy of the heavens, this is a mysterious power energy, it flows in places where there is an ideal location, and any place that you build an altar and properly align it, you will generate vibrations. Now, I'd like to give you in the aspect of the dictionary, we very seldom ever go over there because of the King's language, which has been, if you will, perverted, but we will go in the astronomical geometric cycles. Astronomical geometric or geocentric cycles that produce galactic harmonics. I'll talk to you in the Ring of Fire. Now, this is inside the sacred circle, and I gave you the reasons in Skull and Bones, the covenant. 5 in those, 4 in the Ring of Fire, and 4 here inside the sacred circle. So this is a series related and proposed that would give you knowledge in the creation cycles. Now, what's this creation cycle? Anytime that you create a vortex of energy and a holy place, and remember, I'm going to give you the application of what a circle can do. It's amazing. Why do you think that the hidden occult people that worship in secret, remember, we're not to worship in secret, we're to shout this on the housetop. But did you know that this has been kept secret for many thousands of years? What I'm going to reveal to you tonight will be a large segment of what has never been revealed for thousands of years, perhaps, in a sitting where I can go out on the airwaves around the world, live tonight, if you will, on the 6th, this is very incredible, on the 6th day year and the 6th month and the total of the 6th year, 666. Now, if you turn that upside down, like I have told you many times before, if you turn it upside down, it's 3 9s, and 9 is the resurrection number. And in the Ark of the Covenant, which was 27 inches wide and 45 inches long, and it was overlaid with pure gold, which gives you a great conductor for vibrations, and this is what it was, an energy field created within the sacred circle of Numbers chapter 2, but we have moved from there into Numbers chapter, or Revelation chapter 7, where we came from our first message in the sacred circle. We gave you those who would betray in the circle. These had to be excluded before they would be cleansed and before the Father could let His Spirit fall upon those who the Spirit was for. Remember, the Spirit will not dwell in an unclean temple. Now, the Father knew that there were betrayers inside the sacred circle. So He cleansed the circle, and that's a symbol, if you will, of water, blood, and spirit. All these things have, if you will, tied in aspects into the heavens where we look at the perfect circle, and the word Sphinx means beginning and end. And that's exactly what Christ declared himself in Revelation 1:8. I am Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. Now, the total sum of these numbers is also very interesting. We'll get into that later. And the appraisal of value of numbers that create value of vibrations. Now, obedience is better than sacrifice. And disobedience is worse than witchcraft. So it'd be better for you not to know the way than to know it and not obey it. And how did you do it? You perform. Well, you say, well, these things, that Pastor Buddy. Now, nobody thinks I'm foolish when I go down to the local church and go in, take my hat off, hang it in the foyer, park my brain, and go in there and listen to some dead sermon that's deader than last year's bird's nest and gives me no challenge and nothing to do. And so I sort of catnap through the message. You know what I mean? Duh. Ladies and gentlemen, you will never catnap in one of my messages. If you've got any spiritual vibration or spark from the Holy Land or the New Jerusalem I'm talking about here tonight, it will interconnect your being and stir you up until you will be almost persuaded that neither height nor depth, breadth or width, would separate you or would delay you from the appointed destiny for you to come and step inside the sacred circle and be harmonized. Oh, my heavens, I feel a great anointing here tonight. And I just hope I can contain myself within the framework of trying to teach rather than trying to get into the exuberance of my spirit here. Creation cycles. In the Mayan calendar, they end on October the 28th. In the year 2011. Now, let me repeat it. The creation cycles of the Mayan calendar, and they knew the vibrational aspects. Remember, we're talking about 2012 when that calendar ends. But the creation cycle ended in October the 28th of 2011. If you will, this is an astronomical geocentric cycle of galactic harmonics in sacred geometry within the framework of your created DNA aspect. If you can have the faith and the boldness and the aptitude and the fortitude and the constitutional desire to enter in at the straight gate. We don't talk about those gates tonight and what they mean. I've done taught on time gates and how to enter. These are on appointed times with the function of the sun and the moon as an indicator when the Father had promised to meet with you in heavenly places. Remember, you're going to be caught up in heavenly places. And this is the geocentric cycle of galactic harmonics that are purposing and vibrating in your very being. Did you know the Bible says that laughter, and that's exactly what the sons of Hyphak are. They're sons of laughter. Did you know that it does good like a medicine? Did you know that we don't have anything to rejoice about? Laughter is rejoicing. David said, I will come into the presence of my God with rejoicing. I will praise him on the horns of the altar. What did he mean by that, Pastor Buddy? Well, we'll get into that. Because if you really realize in the Psalms, and that's where David alluded to in all of these things when we're going into it, in the book of Psalms, David mentioned various places of Gog and Magog. This is the counterproduction. This is the opposition. This is the witchcraft that is incorporated against those who would do the Father's will. Now, the Bible says, unless there come a falling away, the end won't come. Well, ladies and gentlemen, everybody in the world is preaching the end of the world. That the end is here. Well, not if. You see, the Father left it up to a condition. But he said, not even the angels in heaven know when he's coming back. Well, they asked the Messiah. And he said, well, I don't know. I really don't know. Well, I thought the Messiah knew all things. Well, he does. But you see, at the time that he was talking, he hadn't made up his mind. It's on a condition. Unless there's a falling away. Now, if the falling away comes, then, and he prophesied he would, by the way, he said he would cut it short. But if we repent and hear from heaven, then there will be no death of the planetary time. What do you mean by death of planetary time, Pastor Buddy? Well, I just wish I had time to get in this, to lecture on this for about 4 hours of a major conventional gathering of the sons and daughters of Yah, the holy sheep. You know what the sheep need? They need a shepherd. And the shepherd must be trained in all facets and aspects and gifted with the 9 spiritual gifts and the 5 signs that are follow the believer that is a doer and not a hearer of the word, or a tickler of the year, or a promise of pie in the sky, or a quick cap rapture to get you out of here as an ostrich hides his head in the sand to hide from trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming into the depth of planetary time. I want you to hear me well tonight. Let me repeat that again. We are coming to the very edge of the death of planetary time, when time shall be no longer. What are you going to do when time ends? And the beginning of this harmonic, galactic, geocentric cycle of vibrations begin to pulse into the very being to make a transformation of those who are able, or those who are worthy, to enter into the 4-square city, which is in a sacred circle, with 12 gates entered, and only those who are blood relation kin and energized and galactic harmonics, chosen before the foundation of the world, with their names written in the Lamb's book. I have lost none. Did you know the Heavenly Father, as the Good Shepherd, searches for his sheep? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, you teach a lot that all Israel, some of Israel, most of Israel is going to be lost. Well, yes, I do. Well, how then, if all Israel is Israel, all Israel is not Israel? Some of the most deceptive deceivers that walk on the earth with their mission of kill, steal, and destroy are right in the midst that have transformed themselves into ministers of righteousness, as has Satan and his angels that appear good, when in fact they are evil, when in fact they are vicious, when in fact they are killers, when in fact they are blood-drinking, demonic, shape-shifting, reptilian demons who have no opposing power upon this earth, with an exception of a few that have solved the riddle of how to achieve and climb the mountain of Mount Zion back to New Jerusalem. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, what about, glory to God, what about them building the temple there in Jerusalem? Well, ain't that God's holy city? Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a verse of scripture. Once and for all, remember that God, the mighty one, Yahweh, in a flesh body that came and died and suffered, and the world knew him not, as he came to his own, as a shepherd that would hunt his sheep, found a disobedient, stiff-necked, murmuring, complaining, hadn't changed anything since Moses. Oh, we won't easy straight. We want to hear the good things of Baal. Lord, I love you. And thank you, Lord, for filling my bank account up, and my IRAs are just bubbling with joy. Glory to God. Marvel not if the wicked prosper. Oh, they will transform themselves. They will build great temples. When Christ said, I dwell not in temples made with hands, he dwells above the sacred circle where his sons and daughters come as a memorial and a testimony that they could enter into This nature? Is it because that you've heard him before and you didn't want to understand it? Did you know the Bible says there shall come a famine? Do you know for the longest time, even in the time of Christ, did you know that Christ had to reintroduce the great name of the Creator to the sons of Jacob? That they had been taught by the false Pharisaical demonic demon reptilian shape-shifting demons that killed him later on. And they knew what they were doing, as opposed to those that say that they didn't, that make God a liar. But when he said, I know I have a time appointed. I know you seek to kill me. I know who you are. You are serpent seed. In other words, you are snake-like. You are reptilian. You are from the garden. Your father was a murderer from the very beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having them murdered in these bell boxes. Souls are being ripped out of the temples and devoured for the price of a piece of bread or for prestige and honor to go to the largest church in town where there's no truth at all, where it's deader than last year's bird's nest, and the preacher's as dumb as a slop bucket that wouldn't know one spiritual value compared to another. All but there. Pastor Buddy, they can speak great swelling words. They've been trained at the seminaries. I mean the seminaries. Now, you had it right in the middle. It is a cemetery preacher. Dead twice, dead and plucked up of the roots, according to Christ. And beware of the scribes and the Pharisees and their doctrine and their leavening. Oh, they love to pray long prayers. They love large crowds. They love the cheap seats. We've made it very convenient for you to get down and to admire the great shows, the entertainment that these churches put on today. And the truth is cast down to the ground as they prosper. Ministers that's got the truth, ministers that's got the revelation, are hated and despised and cast out according to Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. And so the proverb, you shall be hated for my namesake. Geometry, a branch of mathematics that treats time and space and its relationship, especially to the measurement of points, lines, and angles, surfaces, and solids. That's what the Alder Building Technique that is written in the Bible and tells you the dimensions. It tells you everything on how to erect an altar. Why did Noah how to build one and you don't? Why did Abraham know how to build an altar when he was called into a strange land? And perhaps you don't. When Jacob wrestled with the angels that came down on Mount Bethel, and he erected an altar right there and anointed the great stone that was carried for generations by the offspring of Jacob, where miracles were performed out of the stone, came living water, and the stone that builders rejected has become the head of the corner. Great mystery after mystery after mystery. A heritage, a blind people scattered abroad. Here we are in the time of trouble, and these geometric signs pertaining or according to the rules and the principles of geometry. Then the angels were loosed, it says. The angels were loosed. How do we loose angels? Whatever we find in heaven is going to be found on the earth, and whatever we lose, vice versa. Somebody has that power. Did you know that the enemy has more power than you do because they practice the rituals of cursing you? And you don't have the antidote. You don't have the protection. You don't have the vibrations to ward them off. And I'll tell you one thing, a crucifix from the Holy Roman Catholic Church won't get the job done. When Satan comes after you, a little crucifix will not turn him around. It'll take more than that to stop Satan and his tracks. What will? The same thing that Balaam looked upon was a correct, aligned, vibrational, galactic altar that the Father had designed to give a message of freedom and love and joy and peace that passeth all understanding into the planetary ascension portables that the Father has prepared temporary down here to become an eternal portable in heaven, according to Revelation chapter 21. Now, let me go quickly to cover this 11 and 8 Revelation. Go with me there just in a minute. I talked about Jerusalem, Old Jerusalem, and New Jerusalem, and the difference between the two is Christ coming back to Old Jerusalem and their dead bodies. And when they had finished their testimony, this is 7th verse, when they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and shall kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom. You mean that place where they killed our Messiah was not really the spiritual New Jerusalem? Well, that's what it says here. Spiritually, it's called Sodom and Egypt, which translate into the word darkness, where also our Lord was crucified. Sodom and Gomorrah. And Christ said it will be more tolerable in the day of Sodom and Gomorrah than for you that have heard this gospel and will turn away from it and go back to the bell box and sit down in the dead and worship the dead like they do on Easter Sunday morning when they go to the graveyard and face the east. Say, Pastor Buddy, there's nothing wrong. You know, the sun comes up in the wee east and Judah is in the east, glory to God. Well, that's true. But have you ever wondered why that they were turning their back on our Father and that this house, which is called by my name, has become a den of robbers? Prophesied in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 11. You talk about rolling the dice here and coming up on 7-11, the winning number. In this house that you have built where you do your abominations. Did you know when Christ was died and the veil was ripped from top to bottom, that he did that to prove that there was no Ark of the Covenant behind there where they had been for 400 years deceiving the people in this place called Sodom? There was nothing there to pour the blood on. Wonder what they've done with the blood. That's a good question, Master Buddy. Well, what did they do with the blood? Well, in Luke, chapter 13, of all places, that unlucky place, that unlucky number, number 13, there we find exactly what they were doing with somebody's blood. It sure wasn't the blood of Judah, the Canaanites. You see, Herod was an Edomite Canaanite. An Edomite. He was a Judean by blood, but mixed with a Canaanite. And so was a lot of those people there that he ruled over. And there were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate. Oh, he washed his hands when he gave the order to kill Christ. But look what he done here. Whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. You know why that Pilate was accused of this atrocity? That when he went up into the land of Rachel, up into the land of Galilee, oh my heavens above, I feel the great power of the quickening spirit of the galactic vibrations coming down on my altar tonight. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, I am the temple of Yah. And whosoever defiles this temple, and they defiled it with the blood of the saints, and fire's going to come down from heaven and destroy them. This is going to be that quickening fire of dimensional proportions that will cause the death of planetary time and all that are upon it who will not worship God in spirit and truth.
You say, well, Pastor Buddy, if I was to build an altar, everybody'd like it, me, because they all go down to the church to get on the altar.
You show me one place. Did you know that even in the time that they built altars, that these altars were built between where a place was for the Gentiles? Now, the word Gentiles been mistranslated. These are those that were scattered abroad out of the house of Israel. It's ethnos, a nation of people, 12 tribes scattered abroad, according to James 1 and 1. Here we go. Whose blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifices. They drank blood back then. They ate the meat. And they consumed the blood. You see, steaks better with blood. Most people are given the blood, lives in the blood, and now the reptilians who do not prefer to eat cattle and sheep, they prefer the meat offering of the cannibals, those who cannibalize on the blood of the people of God. You say, oh, that don't happen anymore in this day and time, Pastor Buddy. Creation cycle is going to end, ladies and gentlemen. Then the truth is going to begin. We're going to come into an age of revelation, and he's going to pour out upon his people an energized vibration of galactic harmonics that will cause us all to become as was Samson, and the power and the wisdom of David and Solomon and all of those mighty ones, even that great prophet back in the Bible named Samuel, that Ephraimite who took the sword himself and killed the prophets of Baal, as did Elijah, when all Israel had gone over to worship the goddess that I was reading about here in the book of Jeremiah. Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that we're on a time track to fatal end? Don't you know that we're coming down to the wire? Don't you know that if you've ever done anything, why don't you stand up and be a man, a woman, and be counted, and face the truth, or some prophet that is hard as I am, some teacher or some preacher, and why don't you get in go here instead of here, dear? We got those that hear, and very few that do. It's the doer that's justified. It's the doer. As they were worshiping Chalmuz and Ishtar, the goddess, and as they still do in these bellbox churches, every Easter they go on. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, well, you know, you teach that we ought to put down 12 stones and write the names of the 12 apostles, and we ought to go there and align them true north and get on there and go around and anoint and talk to the stones. If we don't talk, the stones is going to cry out, and they're crying out anyway, for truth and revelation. He said unto me, Ezekiel, 8th chapter, 12th verse. Son of man, have you seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? Remember I said they love darkness better than light. Every man in his chamber of his imagery. Well, they say the Lord seeth not. And the Lord hath forsaken the earth. Did you in the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah that it says he sits upon the circle of the earth and his eyes run to and fro and his ears are open and his eyes miss nothing? The hairs on your head are numbered and your name's on the Lamb's book if you're his, and if you're running from his truth, and you're afraid to stand up because you've got a wife that don't believe this, or you got a husband that won't have this, or you got a family that won't accept it, or they'll turn you out to your local congregation church and you'll lose your place in the community if you love all them things more than you love the truth, then you ain't worth it no way. And you can't go with him. You'll be weeded out. You'll be cast aside. Your name is going to be blotted out of the Lamb's book. Remember, this is a test and a trial to see those that's got it. He said, and it may turn you again, and you will see a greater abomination than what I just showed you there. And it brought me to the door of the gate. Now, that's what we're going to get into. Oh, my, I need to have about 10 more messages on this message. Of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. Remember, the gate first that he looked at was toward the north. The Lord's house is toward the north. The face of Yahweh is in the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Oh, my God. Then said unto unto me, how have you seen this, O son of man? Turn ye yet again, and you shall see greater abominations than these. And he brought me to the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, and their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east. Now, let me see here. The temple would have been west if they were facing east. What does all these resurrection believers of rapture material do on Easter Sunday morning about daylight? Well, they watch the sun come up in the east with their backs to the truth of Yahweh. Turn the truth into a lie, worship the creature, and forgot the Creator. They shall be turned into hell, all nations that forget God, according to the Bible. You say, Pastor Buddy, you're just too rough. You're too hard. Let me assure you that I'm not hard enough. Let me assure you, if you've not moved off your seat of do-nothing, if you're still lukewarm, the Bible says, you shall be spewed out of his mouth. They shall commit whoredoms and fill the land with violence. They will return and provoke me to anger, saith Yahweh. Again, Sodom. And if you're waiting on the temple to be built in Jerusalem, you're waiting on the wrong crew to build it, because Yahweh's not going to build one over there, and neither is God's people. Those people that's going to build it over there are people of Satan. The false people, the people that say they're Jews and are not, these are the ones that will build the temple over there. And then Satan himself will set in a temple of God. Did you read the Bible? Don't you really believe? Do you have to stretch out and believe these perverted lies of these bellbox preachers who are twice dead and plucked up by the roots with their mission to deceive the very elect, kill, steal, and destroy? To the mystery of Babylon the Great. Final judgment, New Jerusalem. Oh, my. And I saw the holy city, John 21:2, New Jerusalem, I've got to hurry. I saw the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for the husband. But on earth it was in heaven, this New Jerusalem. And I hear a great voice. Now we're going to look at the application. I've got to hurry up. And it came out to be one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues. Oh, my God, we're going to have plagues? Yeah, this is the angel that gave the revelation of the true New Jerusalem. And he carried me away. Come here, I'll show you. Carried me away in the spirit to the great high mountain. He showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Oh, I'll teach on the stones of the 12 tribes one of these days, not too far in the future. I'll get into that. That'd be a very interesting message for you, that you need to know that each tribe carried a stone according to their birth. And the great ball, high ball, had 12 gates. Verse 12. 12? Verse 12. The great high wall had 12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels. You see, each tribe has got an angel, guardian. And the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes. And you think it's foolish to write on stones when in heaven there is a holy place. And we know that it was an altar designed four square in a sacred circle, just like we've talked about. Ladies and gentlemen, my time is coming. Don't believe it or not, I've got to get off here. No sooner have I got ready to go than I've got to end this series of Inside the Sacred Circle. For time has caught up with me in this message. I pray that the Heavenly Father will help you. If you've got any questions tonight, you can call me at area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to write me, you can write, Pastor Buddy, you've been listening to me, you've been wanting to write me, or wanting to call me, wanting to support me. Why don't you do it before the creation cycles end? Very simple. Why don't you do it before the death of time, when time shall be no longer, and then you'll have to give an account? Why don't you stand up and be counted now before you have to give an account later for when you didn't stand up? Won't you stand up with this prophet of God? And won't you hold up my hands as they held up the prophets of old? Most of the time they were hated. I'm hated. I'm despised. Maybe you are. If we have that in common, won't you write me? Won't you talk to me? If you're tired of dead churches and dead messages, why don't you call me and talk about it? Area code 423-626-2172. You can write me at Pastor Buddy. If this is all you need, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Cashville, Tennessee, 37824. Now, my email, all right, if you'd like to go to my website, because my email is on that. Email is Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. www.pastorbuddy.com. Now, if you'd like to call Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack, 1-877-289-7439. And Dr. Jack is at 1-888-281-7320. We need your help to help us end the message. Why don't you do that tonight? Yahweh bless you. I'll see you next Sunday on live WWCR 5070. Until then, this is Patrick's Buddy saying, the gates with thanksgiving, lift your altar and there worship the Father.